Happyville, Missouri, Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting for June 8th, 2023. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Item 2, Notification of Open Meetings Act and Meeting Procedures. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of this meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson.
Fowler. Here.
Henningsen.
Here.
Jeff.
Here.
Harmon.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Sherman.
Here. And I have an excused absence for Director Phil Davidson. Item 4, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Teaser, then Bradley. Roll call.
Fine.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes. Item 5, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Teaser and Fowler, I believe. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Sherman.
Yes. Item 6, I have proof of publication of this meeting, and it will become part of the permanent record of the meeting. Item 8, Agency Association Reports and Presentations, 8A NRCS report is a written report by Andy Bowenkamp, so please take a look at that if you haven't already. Item 8B, Nebraska Association of Resources Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NERD will be meeting starting Sunday. And Director Fowler will be replacing me as I'll be out of town. And it's my understanding that Directors McCormick and Bonnet will be going on the tour. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And I'm sure you'll be able to give us a great report next month, if you would be so kind. And that concludes my report.
All right. Thank you, Director Teaser. And thanks for going, Directors Bonnet and McCormick. That's nice you're doing that. Can't wait to hear more about the Kearney area, where Tim is from. Item 8C, legislative report. John, is Tim around today?
No, sir. Just real quick, I think Tim's words were thankful the session is over.
So one thing that was of interest, especially Director Teaser, so we did get Senator McDonald to introduce an interim study regarding floodway development, specifically as it relates to recreational, like RV parks, things like that. And we did request a hearing, so when that's scheduled, we'll let everybody know. But we've been working with some of the county jurisdictions and other jurisdictions that deal with those types of facilities, and so we'll get them to provide some input as well. So that's all I have to report.
All right. Thank you, John.
Are we going to be conducting that study?
Sorry.
Are we conducting that study?
No. Legislature.
No. So the Natural Resources Committee will it's an interim study, so they will actually hold hearings and have and conduct the study as part of the legislative process.
All right. Thank you. Item 9, Subcommittee Reports. Item 9A, Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the June 6, 2023 meeting of the Program, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership Presentation. This item was a presentation. No action was taken by the subcommittee. 9A2, Lower Platte Weed Management Agency Bids. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Hexagon Helicopters, Inc. for the aerial application of herbicide by helicopter for the following contract unit prices. Aerial herbicide application, $2,150 per hour. Habitat herbicide, $125 per gallon. Arsenal herbicide, $125 per gallon. Polaris herbicide, $135 per gallon. Acreotic, whatever that is, $40 per gallon. Mobilization, zero lump sum. An aerial survey, $1,200 per hour, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as deployed by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Okay, any public comments on this item?
Staff?
Directors? Roll call.
Hi. Hi.
Ballard.
Yes.
Anderson.
Yes.
Sherrod.
Yes.
Keeper.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
That completes my report, Chairman.
Thank you, Director Conley. Item 9B, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me just say that. Be it resolved, the minutes of the June 8, 2023 meeting of the SEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Number one, refinancing Series 2019-2020 Flood Control and Water Quality Enhancement Bonds. Recommendation that the following resolution, which I am not going to read, be adopted. It is 22 pages, unless we've got some Jack Daniels here, I'm going to... Let me forego that, and I move its adoption.
Okay. Any public comments on this item? Staff or directors, we do have our bond professional and legal counsel here. If anybody has any questions, directors. Director Japp?
I do. What exactly, then, are we voting on? That they're going to just look into this possibility, or what are we voting on?
We are voting on moving forward with refinancing. We don't know yet if it will happen or not, and I'll let Paul take the rest of that. Would you just state your name and...
Yes, sir. I've got Paul Grieger with D.A. Davidson, and I have Tyler Mullen here with the Baird Holm Law Firm, bond counsel. So, good question, Director Japp. What we're proposing to refinance some or all of the bonds, as it's been discussed along the way. This style of refinancing is different than what the NRD has pursued in the past. The idea is... when we sold taxable bonds, those taxable bonds were sold at very low interest rates, and because interest rates rose somewhat rapidly, the market value of those bonds has diminished. So the idea is to go out to the institutional and other investors that own the bonds and see – there's been a lot of demand for institutional investors to accept tender offers, which means the district would be offering to purchase back some of the bonds that are outstanding in the market at a discount. So if these bonds were purchased at, say, $100 and the current market value is $75, once we get through tonight and we do some public disclosures, we can begin having conversations with some of the institutional bondholders and say, hey, if you own these bonds and they're worth 75 cents on the dollar, would you accept something, I'll make it up, like 78 cents on the dollar, or some number like that. And then we run the numbers to see if that math works with what the district can sell new tax-exempt bonds, and if there's favorable savings there, then we have a deal. If not, we don't have a deal. So there'll be an invitation for them to tender, subject to the financing being in the best interest of the district.
What is the tax rate on the bonds that you're considering putting back into the market? What are we, in other words, how much are we paying for? 2%? I mean, what are these bonds? Are these 3%?
So the
currently?
Currently, these bonds are probably in that range, in the mid twos.
Mid-Tuesday. So what are you looking at?
So we might issue closer at a rate of like 4% instead. So the idea, that's a good question too. And that's, we're going to, if this works, we're going to be issuing bonds at a higher interest rate than what you're paying now. But because we'd be buying them back on your behalf at a discount, that's where the math works. So instead of paying 2% on $100, we're going to maybe pay, say, 5% on $75. So that's how the math would have to tie together. That's a sort of a crude example.
Is this commonly being done now, or are we the first example?
You're not the first. A lot of the governments throughout the country have been doing these probably for the last 6 to 9 months. It's unique because we haven't seen an economy in a market like this maybe ever, where there was a glut of taxable bonds sold in a short period of time, and then interest rates rose rapidly. There was never really a big market for taxable municipal bonds because the tax laws didn't really encourage that. So when the tax code changed in 2017 and the laws became effective in 2018, and you could no longer advance or fund your outstanding bonds with tax-exempt obligations, we came to you at that point with what we thought was a creative idea, was to move the bonds to taxable, because there was a large market for taxables. And now here we are a few years later, where the folks that gobbled up all of those taxable bonds are sitting on these positions, and again, their positions have devalued, so we're seeing institutional investors tender those back. There has not been a lot of activity like this in Nebraska. We're aware of yourself and two other local governments that are pursuing these financings now. Mm-hmm. But it's not something that we've seen very often. And like I said, I've never seen in my life a market, or my career, a market where this math works.
It seems like if we've issued bonds at 2.5%, that's a pretty sweet deal the way it is. So
it's a great deal. And you know, and if this doesn't work, it doesn't work. Then we're going to be out some expenses. We're on the bike with you. We have to engage with the rating agency. We're asking them to rate your bond issue, assuming a very small bond issue, because I can't tell anybody in this room or anywhere else what I think the size of that bond issue is going to be, because it all depends on what type of interest we get from the market on the potential tender.
Is there a cost to this NRD to have you do what you're doing up to that point?
I'm not charging you any fees. I only get paid if we sell bonds. And Tyler's working contingently also.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Director McCormick?
What is that rate? What are the fees when you do reissue the bonds, or any other fees associated besides the rating? I understand that.
So the rating, outside of the ratings on this bond issue, my expectation, rates are going to be higher. The fees are going to be higher than normal, probably just over 2% total between myself and the legal bills. And we're expecting a smaller issue. We're not expecting $50 million to come through.
You don't think everybody will tender?
No. What I've learned is that we won't have really good information to make guesswork on that until we get the list of bondholders. And we've engaged Globic out of New York to go out and get the names of those bondholders, and that will become formalized tomorrow. They're going to send John a form tomorrow, and then they're going to send it out to determine who actually owns the bonds. Once we see that, it's our expectation if the big insurance companies own the bonds, certain insurance companies have to match up their securities with future liabilities. So they may have those already tied up. But perhaps other community banks and others that might own the bonds, they may be looking for liquidity. I know a lot of banks are looking for liquidity right now, given what's happened since March. So we're hoping to get good interest on that. What I've heard on the national market on deals that have gotten done, they're saying that somewhere, you know, between 20 and 35% of the tenders tend to come through. So if we've got 50 million out there, you can do the math. Maybe we can get 20, 30% of that. But that's just general math. I don't know how to set expectations.
There's no idea who owns them, so.
I kind of know who we sold them to, because I remember when we did that, and I have records of that, but I don't know if they've been traded in the secondary market or they haven't been. So it's something that we thought, gosh, we've been so fortunate working together over the years. We've saved millions and millions of dollars. If Tyler and I have to work a little bit and we need to invest, you know, a few $1,000 to see if this thing can continue to put you in a better fiscal spot, then we're happy to do the work. And it's been kind of a fun exercise to learn through. And I think I heard somebody say we're Main Street's taking it to Wall Street, so I thought that was kind of cute. But that's what we're working on.
You said it, but I couldn't hear. The S&P rating is this week or next
week? The phone call's on Monday.
Okay.
And then we'll have that rating. I don't have the calendar with me, but I think we should have that rating in about 10, 11 days later. We don't expect any changes. We just have to have that in place along with the official statement that Tyler is working on so that once we get an idea as to how we're going to size the bond issue based on the interest from the bondholders that would possibly tender, then we need to turn around and go to market and sell $10 or $20 million worth of bonds, whatever that looks like.
Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
What's up? Paul, you may have said this, but can you anticipate a timing of the go, no-go decision? Sometime in July, August?
Yeah, early July.
Okay. All right, good. Any other director questions for Paul or legal counsel? Okay. Roll call.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jones.
No.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Chairman.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Yes, Paul.
Item number two, district counts over 110% recommendation that the count 01014071, director's travel expenses, be allowed to exceed 110% of the budgeted amount up to a maximum of $37,000, and the account 0101433, office equipment maintenance, be allowed to exceed 110% of the budgeted amount up to a maximum of $190,000, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Okay. Roll call.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Item number three, lease of City of Valley for Western Douglas County Trail parking lot. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a ground lease with the City of Valley and language requiring the City of Valley to erect and maintain signage of the district on the Western Douglas County Trail and lease premises, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as performed by District Legal Counsel. Is my understanding that Brent and the City of Valley legal Jeff Byrne did work something out, and we'll hear about it.
Good afternoon, Directors. Brent Meyer with Hush Blackwell. After the meeting the subcommittee meeting on Tuesday, I reached out to Jeff Farnham, City of Valley's attorney, and we were able to work out some language in the lease agreement that contains the requirement that there be signage that gives credit to the entity on the trail and in the premise. And I think Jeff wants to just speak to the board just briefly, a couple comments.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, my name is Jeff Farnham, the law firm Farnham & Griffin, 220 North 89th Street, Suite 103. I'm the Valley City Attorney. I've been the Valley City Attorney for about 15 years and have had many opportunities over that period of time, both as the city attorney and in private practice, to deal with the NRD. And I've always found it to be a very pleasant experience. Your staff is very confident and helpful. My main purpose here today is to apologize for having a paving contractor out early prior to your consideration of this ground lease. It was a combination. This isn't offered as an excuse. It shouldn't have happened, but it did. It was a combination of an overzealous employee and an available contractor and all sorts of other things that I've been told, but the bottom line is it happened, and we're sorry that it did. It wasn't directed by the mayor or the city council, although when I visited with the mayor, she understands that the buck stops with her and takes responsibility for it. The trail and the bridge are already a very important asset to the city of Omaha, the city of Valley. It's being used and will be used quite a bit, and there are conversations about the land directly south of the YMCA and its use because of the trail, and I think it will continue to compound the benefits of the bridge in the future. We certainly look forward to working with the NRD in the future. No disrespect or presumptuousness was intended. Again, it happened. Things like this do happen. We sincerely apologize, and I'm available for any questions if you have them. And we're fine with the language about the signage. So,
Jeff, I just had one comment. We have three or four signs there at the entrance points of the trail, but one thing I was requesting that the actual sign be put on the bridge to identify and give credit to those parties, entities, NRD and the City of Valley, and likewise to acknowledge their work and effort for the last 10 or 12 years, because it's been a long time.
It has been. I know. I've been there the whole time. Well, we're fine with that. Whatever you want to do, you just let us know. I think the language allows you to direct, you know, what you want to do, and we're good with all of that. So,
you're okay with that, Brent?
Yeah, we kept the language fairly broad. It gives us sole discretion, us being the NRD. Giving the NRD sole discretion on the location of the signage throughout the trail. So, basically, we get to pick. I mean, we'll consult with the city, of course, but that gives us the option of putting the signs where you'd like.
Very good. And Jeff, I really appreciate you coming in, because I was shocked. This has been ongoing there for a couple of weeks with the construction starting. I thought it was going to be a gravel lot, which wouldn't have caused a lot of problems, but then the last few days we had concrete laying. Whoa, that's a whole different story. And in any event, I appreciate the City of Valley's cooperation and to get this thing resolved. Thank you.
Well, great. Happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Farnham. Any other public comments on this item? Staff, Director Henningsen?
Right. United States that the lease is going to acknowledge that the construction took place while it was prior to the property.
As written right now, it does not acknowledge it.
Okay. I think, I mean, obviously I was a no on Tuesday. My concern,
particularly when it comes
to property law issues, that if you get a little sloppy, you sit on your rights, you acquiesce to certain things, at some point it becomes harder to enforce those things. And so I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the explanation. That was going to be the first thing that I was going to ask for. But I also think we need some kind of an acknowledgement that this was improper, that we didn't consent, that we didn't, we weren't acquiescing to this, that this was totally out of, this was outside of any right they had to the property, just so that as we set ourselves up for the future, that we're not compromising our ability to enforce our legal rights going forward. So I was going to ask for two things. We already got one of them, and I don't know if we can do that within the context of the motion that's on the table, you know, with you and the executive director, with John being able to work that out. But that's my remaining concern.
And make sure I understand, do you want that as part of the lease or just a written statement to the city via letter saying?
Yeah, whether it's a separate acknowledgement from the City of Valley or something along those lines. What I'm concerned about is, couple of years go by, well, this is how the NRD did it with Valley, and this is how the NRD did it with here, and then we're in a spot where we've got nothing to defend ourselves. So whatever legal form that takes, I'll defer to you, but I think that's kind of the unresolved issue to me at this point.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to Jeff, and we can work something out to appease that concern.
Thanks. Any public comment? Director, comment?
Who's asking?
I'm sorry. That's what
you have to do in
there.
See? He's had a coup.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm embarrassed.
We're going to need a separate acknowledgement.
That's a great word.
Yeah.
Director Thompson.
To address Josh's concern, the fact that these minutes become part of the record, I think would suffice, especially with the apology. So that's just my opinion.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to introduce minutes of a meeting in court. We already have people from Valley doing things they weren't authorized to do by the mayor and the city council. I don't want to get it. I mean, I want it to be pretty clear cut.
It's already part of the minutes.
I know, but I don't know if that has the legal effect that we need it to have.
Any other directors?
Tim? No?
Just Richard's out of order, so you did not acquiesce any of your authority, Chairman.
All right. Roll call, please.
I need a clarification. What are we doing with what Josh said then? Is there something
Brent and Mr. Farnham are going to work on something.
Okay, so it's not going to be in this motion
no.
whatsoever? Okay, wait, yes, anyway, though.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
And that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Director Teaser. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Mr. Chairman, before I say anything else, I can say say thank you to Pat Bonnet for covering for me because I was gone for like 3 weeks on travel for covering down duties of the treasurer. So thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I'd like to take item 10, items A through J, all inclusive, and be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes. And I so move.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Director Conley. Any public comments on this item? Staff, directors, yeah. Roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
I will abstain.
And
yes.
Thank you, Director Fowler. Item 11, Chairman's Report. It's very easy to give our staff of engineers and maintenance crew and everything accolades for all the good work they do, but I wanted to highlight something I think is very important. We're in the early stages of updates to the Papillion Creek Watershed Long-Range Implementation Planning, and it realistically appears that the NRD can complete the priority reservoir sites by 2030, only 6.5 years from now, as compared to the plan of 2040 or even 2045. Currently, DS-19 is being worked through the Army Corps of Engineers process. That's on their 2025 calendar. We thought that might be 2030 or later. If we continue to simply budget as we normally have done, we could include DS-7, DS-12, and DS-19 all in the next 5-year implementation plan. So I think that is something to be proud of. You know, taking 10 or 15 years off the plan, I think, is wonderful. And I just want to say hats off to staff and for getting this done. So congratulations. I can't wait to see them all get cleaned up and filled up with rain, hopefully someday. So that's all I have. Item 12, General Manager Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The information and education highlights are attached. Personnel miscellaneous items, we've hired Troy Schwann as the Papillion Creek Watershed Coordinator, the 319 grant-funded position. Troy joined the district on June 1st. We've also hired Charles Stanley as the land steward, and Charles will join the Park Department on June 20th. So we'd like to welcome both of them to the NRD team, and good luck. Pursuant to board directions, we do have the report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property, as well as a current and ongoing project with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Subcommittee meeting took place on May 25th, and meeting minutes are attached. Next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, June 29th. And thank you, Mr. Chairman, for introducing the information on the implementation plan. That is something because we
doesn't
have,
get any better than that. That's wonderful.
And it's nice to see the plan kind of work. We went and got bonding authority, which allowed us to accelerate the pace, and to see them actually in the ground doing what they're supposed to do instead of nice plans sitting in the library is a rewarding as well. So obviously it wasn't just staff, it was support of the board in getting all of those things put together. So hopefully, knock on wood, we can get that done. And then I will make my exit, and then Amanda can finish. So also on the Papillon RD summer food drive, we're having for Airman's Attic again. We had one. Nicole did a great job of organizing the last one. We took a couple loads of donated food items to Airman's Attic. If you don't know, and I think I say this before, there's over 22,000 service members that rely on, and their families rely on food stamps and public assistance to make ends meet. That in and of itself is disgraceful, but so it's folks like us that can help and put that together until Congress can get their act together to actually fix that. So, and I know Chairman Sapinski is going to do something as well with an event that he has through his business where to have people donate. So we're going to carry this at the end of July. So if you can think of it and you have some items, we have a list that you'd like to donate. We will deliver them to the attic. They're great people to work with, always very thankful. Once you talk to them, it's like you know you think you gave them the world, and so it's really a great cause. I remember Director Teaser dropped off a bunch of peanut butter last time, so it's always popular. But anything you can do is would be greatly appreciated. So, and if anybody has any questions or if you would like to attend when we drop the items off and tour the attic and see all the stuff that they have there, it's really quite impressive. So.
Entire month of July.
Yeah, we'll put it at the end of July. We'll take it over there. So, but it's a great thing. They've got furniture, they've got clothes, they've got toys, they've got another thing we may think of is a Toys for Tots. When we do the Toys for Tots drive to do something there, they're all typically used items, which is fine. It'd be nice to have some brand new stuff for the kids that to rely on that for, and families will rely on that for holidays. So, thank you.
Thank you, John. I think that's a wonderful thing we're doing for the Airman's Attic. Item 13, informational items. Please note the office is closed for the Juneteenth holiday and the 4th of July, of course. July 11th is the director's budget workshop prior to our meeting. I would encourage anyone who can to attend that. That might be good for you, Josh, if you want to. And, of course, next meeting's July 13, 2023. And with that, we are adjourned.